You're listening to Research Matters. This is a show produced right here at KXCI Community Radio. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I'm joined in the studio with Sydney Verdugo, who just graduated from the U of A, majoring in molecular and cellular biology, and is getting ready to head right back to the U of A to work on their PhD. Welcome to Research Matters, Sydney.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
What are you working on?
I work in Dr. Justin Wilson's lab at the University of Arizona Cancer Center. A little bit of my work in the lab is I kind of am really interested in intestinal inflammation. Our guts are comprised of the microbiome, as well as the actual epithelial barrier itself, and then the immune system. We're kind of really interested in learning about how those relationships interact and learning more about the balance between all three.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a community effort.
It really is, and that's why I love intestinal research, because it's so complex. I think a lot of times we often try to assume it's only one problem.
When it comes to intestinal inflammation, like a little bit is normal, but chronically is a problem?
Yes. Typically, your immune system, along with the epithelial cells that make up your intestines and the microbiome, work together. If a bacteria comes in and it's not supposed to be there, all of those three things will kind of work together to help eliminate the problem. And so that's kind of acute inflammation. That's a good thing. We want inflammation. But when there's too much of it and there's an imbalance of inflammation, that's when it can become chronic.
Ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, those are examples of when things have gone wrong for too long.
Mm-hmm.
And is there like a comeback? Do people come back from that? Or is that one of those things where it's like once you have it, then you just have to worry about like living with it?
Things about both of those diseases that they are chronic illnesses. Currently, we don't have any cures for them. We do have treatments, but as of right now, they are chronic lifelong diseases.
And this is exactly why research matters.
Mic drop.
How did you get into this field? What was the... Do you have a story? Like, did something happen? Tell me.
So actually, it's interesting that you bring up the fact that these are chronic diseases, because I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis when I was 9 years old. No one else in my family has it. And so when I was around 14 years old, I was in middle school. We had to research a project on a disease. I'm like, well, I'll choose my own. And so from there, in high school, pretty much I studied biology exclusively. I ended up taking a course of biotechnology. And when I was 17, I was able to work in a research lab for the first time. So that was really cool. That kind of put me in the path towards MCB at the U of A. I didn't even know that there was anybody on campus who was doing this kind of research. A professor of mine helped me find out about the Department of Immunobiology. I clicked and went to the website, clicked on the researchers, and Dr. Wilson was actually the first person I clicked on. And he had done previous research on ulcerative colitis, and the rest was history. Yeah, it was very, very serendipitous to end up in Dr. Wilson's lab.
Wow. Mm. This is Research Matters at KXCI Tucson. We've been speaking with Sydney Verdugo, who just graduated from the U of A and is getting ready to go right back to get their PhD. Thank you so much for joining us, Sydney.
Thank you so much for having me.
You just heard Research Matters. To hear more episodes, you can visit the program page at kxci.org. Thanks for tuning in.